I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, and I'm one of the hosts at Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, I'm joined by Natasha Loving. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, well, I'm Natasha, and I am the assistant manager at the University of Arizona Community Garden, and I'm here to talk about an event we have coming up.
And this event is called...
Cranksgiving.
Cranksgiving.
Yeah.
Where does that name come from?
It comes from a combination. I'm not really sure where the cranks comes from. I think it's a reference to bicycles, and then the giving referencing... Thanksgiving or just giving in general.
Tell us the gist of this event.
Well, Cranksgiving is actually a national event, and it's hosted in multiple cities around the country. The University of Arizona Community Garden is hosting the Tucson Cranksgiving. And the gist of it is a mashup, like a bicycle race meets a food drive, meets like a scavenger hunt, and it's all in one big event. So participants will hop on their bikes and they will bike to different stores to collect different food items that we tell them to. And it's sort of a race to get back to the garden where they can win different prizes, and all of the food gets donated to the University of Arizona's campus pantry.
So the scavenger hunt part, people get different lists of items they have to pick up, or are they all the same list?
Everyone gets the same list and the same stores, and that's it. So they choose their own route that they want to take. They choose the order. They head out, and with however much money they choose to bring, we recommend around $15 to $20, and they go and they try to find the items. Some items we kind of consider bigger ticket items than others. And when they come back, we award prizes based on speed or amount of food or what items they were able to obtain, and they can earn different prizes that we are getting donated to us from Tucson establishments and bike shops.
Are they, like, legit carrying frozen turkeys on their bicycles?
I wish. I think we'll make it a little easier than that. I think we're going to stick mostly to various canned items and dry goods.
And do people carry this stuff mostly on backpacks? Do they have panniers on their bikes? Are there cargo bikes involved?
Yeah, it's whatever people want to bring. All we say is all you need is a bicycle, a bag, a lock, a helmet, and just yourself. And that's all you need.
Maybe a little bit of cash.
Yeah, and a little bit of cash to buy the items that you're planning on donating.
And do you have to participate in a team, or can you do solo? Or
you can do solo. You can go with a partner, a group. It's your family. A lot of families participate. Some people do it for speed and for the competitive nature of it. Other people just want to have a good bike ride, and then while they're doing it, helping out the community at the same time.
It sounds awesome. When is it?
It is December 7th, Saturday, December 7th. Everyone arrives at 11. Kickoff is at 11:30, and it's running from about 11 to 2.
11 to 2. Okay. And for more information, or where can people go to sign up? Do they sign up?
We have a Facebook event. You just look up Tucson Cranksgiving, and that is done by the UA Community Garden. And then you can also visit the official Cranksgiving website, which is www.cranksgiving.org. We'll have events going on in the garden for family members who maybe don't want to bike, or people who just want to come and visit. We'll have food, we'll have music, we'll have games and activities. So it's a total community event.
And the community garden is located behind the Highland parking garage.
Yeah, it's
off
at
Helen.
1400 East Mabel Street.
Thank you so much. This sounds really fun, and I think I'm going to bring my family and we're going to go do this.
Awesome. Okay. I'm really excited, and I hope we get lots of people out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.